Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. President Biden says it's important for Americans to pay attention to the public hearings about the January 6th attack on the Capitol. And as NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, Biden called on Democrats and Republicans to unite and defend democracy.
Before speaking at an event on inflation at the Port of Los Angeles, President Biden spoke about the televised hearings. He called the January 6th attack one of the darkest chapters in the nation's history.
It's important the American people understand what truly happened and to understand that the same forces that led January 6th remain at work today.
Biden said he had not watched the hearings, but called the evidence they presented a damning indictment of former President Donald Trump, whose supporters stormed the Capitol. Biden called it a brutal assault on democracy and the rule of law, and added that the battle for the soul of America has been far from won. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Concerns are growing about a possible cholera outbreak in the southern Ukrainian city of Mariupol, which is now occupied by Russian forces. Officials say 20,000 civilians may have died in Russia's siege of the city. NPR's Nathan Rott reports.
The British Defense Ministry says Russia is struggling to provide basic public services to civilians in areas they've taken from Ukraine. Access to safe drinking water is inconsistent. Medicine is believed to be in short supply. And in Mariupol, the southern port city that saw some of the heaviest fighting in the more than three-month war, there is a risk, the defense ministry says, of a major cholera outbreak. Medical services in Mariupol are believed to be near collapse, the defense ministry says, and an outbreak of cholera from unsafe water and food would exacerbate the existing problems. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Kyiv.
U.S. stocks closed down once again, marking Wall Street's ninth losing week in the past 10 weeks. The Nasdaq fell 3.5%, the S&P tumbled almost 3%, and the Dow finished down more than 2.5%. The steep declines occurred in part as a response to the Labor Department's grim report showing higher-than-expected inflation. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Annual inflation in May was the highest it's been in more than four decades. Consumer prices were up 8.6% from a year ago. Prices jumped 1% just between April and May, with the soaring cost of gasoline, groceries, and rent leading the way. Prices are up in nearly every category, including airfares, hotel rooms, and new and used cars. Today's report will only increase pressure on the Federal Reserve to try to rein in price hikes. The Fed has begun aggressively raising interest rates in an effort to curb demand.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley. Again on Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average closed down 880 points, the Nasdaq fell 414 points, and the S&P 500 finished down by 116 points. You're listening to NPR News. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin met his Chinese counterpart in Singapore today. The two held talks on the sidelines of a multilateral defense conference there. And according to China's defense ministry, they agreed to maintain high-level communication and try to build trust. NPR's John Ruich has more.
China's defense minister Wei Feng-he told Austin that China wants healthy and stable relations with the U.S. But Wei said the U.S. needs to view China's development more rationally. According to a Chinese defense ministry readout of the meeting, he said the U.S. should not try to contain or suppress China. The U.S. should also not interfere in China's internal affairs, and he mentioned Taiwan specifically. The Chinese defense ministry said both sides agreed that the two militaries should maintain high-level strategic communication. They should also manage and control their conflicts and differences and not turn them into confrontations. John Ruich, NPR News, Shenzhen, China.
The U.S. government is buying more monkeypox vaccine. That move comes as the international outbreak of the disease continues to grow. Health officials have now identified 45 cases of monkeypox in 15 states and the District of Columbia. More than 1,300 cases have been found in about 30 countries that are outside the region of Africa where the disease is endemic. The U.S. has 72,000 doses of the vaccine and expects 300,000 more over the next few weeks. A funeral mass was held in Uvalde, Texas today for Eva Miralles. She was one of two teachers killed along with 19 schoolchildren by a gunman at Robb Elementary School. Miralles was completing her 17th year of teaching. Relatives say both Miralles and teacher Irma Garcia died while trying to protect their students. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.